I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 1,800 new cases of COVID-19. Health officials report an additional 17 deaths. They include deaths in Winnebago, LaSalle, and Whiteside counties. In other news, Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin recommends voters request and send in their mail-in ballots and ballot applications sooner than state law requires. Chase Kavanaugh has more.
This recommendation comes after Durbin met with the U.S. Postal Service's 2020 election mail director. That official, Justin Glass, gave cutoff dates that happened sooner than those codified in Illinois law. Durbin says there is one caveat.
If your mail is postmarked no later than election day, under Illinois law, if it is received by the election authorities within 14 days after the election, it will be counted. Many states don't have that provision. We do.
Nevertheless, Durbin says the safest option is to request a ballot no later than October 19th and send it in no later than October 27th. I'm Chase Kavanaugh.
The Springfield race riot of 1908 received a special designation. U.S. Interior Secretary David Bernhardt added the site to the African American Civil Rights Network, a program of the National Park Service. He says the network, created 2 years ago, tells an important and overlooked part of U.S. history.
In too many places across the country, precious historic waypoints that were on the route to the civil rights movement were being forgotten, and those untold stories were at risk of not being remembered.
The network now includes details of how a white mob lynched two innocent black men and destroyed homes and businesses just a few blocks away from Abraham Lincoln's home. The riot led to the formation of the NAACP. Illinois officials are working with financial institutions to detect unemployment fraud. A red flag includes new accounts with sudden multiple deposit transactions from state unemployment insurance programs. Another warning sign involves account holders receiving unemployment insurance transactions from states where they don't currently live. Last month, the Illinois Department of Employment Security announced it was working with local and federal officials to investigate and prosecute widespread unemployment fraud schemes. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. After an electrical system failure resulted in a fire on the campus of John A. Logan College on the first day of the fall semester last week, administrators decided to move all classes online through tomorrow. Now, school president Ron House says face-to-face and hybrid classes will resume on campus starting Monday. Vice President of Business Services and College Facilities Brad McCormick says it was a smooth transition back to remote-only learning since advisors had already spent the spring and summer working remotely. Southern Illinois University, of course, here in Carbondale, is updating its COVID-19 reporting to include a website that tracks cases on and off campus. University spokesperson Ray Goldsmith says they heard from people concerned about a lack of information and worked with health leaders to make the data more clear.
So we have just worked with the Jackson County Health Department to break out numbers and verify numbers of faculty, staff, and students who have been impacted. That doesn't necessarily mean they've been on campus, but who have positive COVID-19 tests. And we will be reporting those numbers on the COVID website.
The website can be linked from siu.edu/coronavirus. Currently shows 3 off-campus students testing positive. The data will be updated weekly. Goldsmith says students who live on campus and test positive will be moved to an isolation area while they receive food, health support, and academic help to make sure they don't fall behind in classes. She says off-campus students who are isolating at home will also get academic support. Good morning from WSIU. I'm Leah Lerner.